November 10th saw the streets of Malaysia's capital flooded with 50,000 people draped in yellow shirts marching towards the Royal Palace. In the nation's largest rally since the arrest of former Deputy Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim for sodomy charges in 1998, the normally apolitical Malaysians participated in a demonstration against abuse of government machinery and media inaccessibility during elections. Dato' Seri Anwar Ibrahim says there is a need for the ruling government to address these concerns.
What we are calling for is very minimal: free and fair elections, because we have adduced evidence of thousands of phantom voters or vote rigging in the past, and no chance for the opposition to verify the list. The Malaysian papers reported the presence of 4,000 people, which is totally absurd. We had 10,000 in mosque area, 6,000 in Togo, 40,000 in front of the palace. The entire city was jammed. So it cannot be just 4,000 people gathered. The Malaysian psyche and culture is not always that they take a position in this manner. And I'm therefore very encouraged for the March for Freedom and Democracy in Malaysia.
Siva Rasa, member of Berseh, agrees, noting that it is the proliferation of unethical practices at the 2004 elections that has prompted the creation of the organisation.
For years, we've seen the electoral system functioning in an unfree and unfair manner, and the last general election in 2004 was probably the dirtiest election in Malaysian electoral history, with the highest number of irregularities. And ironically, this was even confirmed by the chairman of the Election Commission himself, who called for a royal commission to be formed after the election. That was brushed aside by the Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi, and the situation hasn't improved at all. That's why Berseh was formed, to step up the impetus for reform.
But this quest for a more transparent electoral process is not confined to groups such as Berseh. Lim Guan Eng from the opposition Democratic Action Party highlights that despite the inconveniences encountered, it was well received by the wider Malaysian population.
I think many Malaysians generally echoed and responded and supported our call for fair and clean elections, despite some inconvenience to themselves because the harsh police action that they jammed up all the roads and caused a massive traffic jam. But most of them were supportive, and that's why the King agreed to accept the petition. I think the King was also reflecting the general sentiment amongst the populace that the time has come for elections to observe the minimal international norms of well-being, free, fair and clean.
However, political analyst P. Ramasamy says the move to involve the King is symbolic at best and the results will be minimal, if any.
I think this is much more symbolic since Malaysia is a constitutional monarchy, and I don't think the monarchs are going to interfere, but I think it's more of a symbolic gesture on the part of Berseh to show that they do not have any other alternative but go back to the constitutional monarchs and appeal to them to put the whole thing in order, because I don't think they really expect the monarchs to. There might be one or two sultans who might be conscious of the problems, but, you know, I think it's more of a symbolic gesture.
Campaigners set out on their routes from different points across the capital, merging finally at the palace gates. While most routes were relatively peaceful, police resorted to heavy-handed methods to deter the march. One section of the rally was tear-gassed and attacked with water cannons. Lim says this involvement by the police is unlawful and unjustified. He cites this as a prime example of the government's misuse of state apparatus for its political interests, highlighting that it reflects poorly on the police force for allowing themselves to be co-opted. He further notes that while the rally received widespread international coverage, it went unreported in the local media.
When you talk about freedom of expression, it doesn't exist in Malaysia. For such a large rally that involved at least 50,000 outside the palace gates, and when it's reported widely internationally but blacked out in the local press, shows that freedom of expression is dictated by the government. And probably the only freedom that the Malaysian newspaper has is the freedom to lie against the dissidents as well as opposition parties.
However, Ramasamy says the aggressive reaction by the police is an indication that the government is rattled.
The difference with Mahathir is basically, you might not agree with him, But he was a much more decisive leader compared to the present Prime Minister. He seems very indecisive. He seems to be spending a lot of time overseas. So I think there is a growing dissatisfaction among the public